Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Obama's ideals are not espoused, comes the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show as a means to tell all you liberals out there that you are wrong and we are right. My name is Kathy Henners, and you're listening to Hour One of the Show, where we do what we do best, tell you what the government is doing to this great nation with Obama and his minions. We're showing you ways to stop them by following the true law of the land, the Constitution. And now, heard through ConservativeNationMedia.com, here is your host from behind the silver CNN microphone of freedom, with the voice of reason in this unreasonable world, Robert Garding.
Okay, welcome to the show. Sorry I didn't make it here last week. I got kind of caught away from a computer and away from my phone at that point in time, and I had it set so that it would be here and my intro music played, but that was about it. Nothing else played. Kind of messed up the whole show, and I had a good one going, but I've got a really good one today. We've got a whole bunch of good information for you out here today, and this is going to be a new experience for me, as I now have finally gotten myself technologically savvy here. I've got me a tablet now that I can use for my notes and my show prep, and I hope it works as well as I hope it will. Today is going to be done compared to what I normally do. We usually do it from 4 to 6. I'm doing it at 6.02 p.m. It's actually 6.02 right now, which is normally the prime time area. But since this is all central time, I can go an hour later, which is really cool. So bear with me, folks. Welcome to the show on this 11th of October, 2014. I want to take the time now to wish on the show a happy birthday to my dear wife, who celebrated it yesterday. So happy birthday, dear one. I'm glad you had a great one. I'm going to also to plug my new book called Night Owls, and it can be bought from several locations on the net. And the first is from www.createspace, and that's one word, CREATESPACE.com/486-9187. And you can go there and buy it direct, or another place is that from I made a website for it, gardingr.wix.com/bookstore, one word, bookstore, dash. The third place can be gotten now is on Amazon. You know, type in the word Night Owls in the search box at the top, and you'll find it about 4 to 8 down on the list. Thank you in advance, my friends. This week, it was a book of the week on Douglas V. Gibbs' show, Constitution Radio, heard on KCAA.com out of Pomona, California. Thank you for doing that for me, Doug. Maybe I can get you a signed copy of it if you like mysteries. And now, on with the show. Okay, this nation needs our help, folks, as patriots now more than ever before. But that's the thing. It is up to us to save America from the governmental tyranny that we now face. We have ways to do this that were built into the Constitution. Now We have less than a month. Obama and the left have now hit us with what they feel will swing the tide in their direction, and that is their numbers on unemployment, and that hit earlier this week. The new numbers tell the lie that they were at 5.9% when, in fact, they really are closer to 11, and I really think that number is even being conservative in nature. This is where we as this nation's patriots have to get the real news out and expose the Obama lies. And folks, sadly, there are many of them. We have to make sure that the population knows that America is not a democracy, as everybody in our government and the media has says we are. No, it is a constitutional republic for as long as we can keep it, and that is something we all have to realize. Obama and the left, which includes the media, have been lying to us for years. Unemployment numbers are always wrong and massaged to make people think things are going well when in fact they aren't. They have been calling the people who will tell the truth liars and domestic terrorists in a vain attempt to shut us up. Still live in the past where the news media consisted of three networks that all worked for them, and what they just said was considered to be the truth, even though most of the time it probably wasn't. No one back then seemed to question what they were being told, but I digress. I am one who's very offended at being labeled as a terrorist, and I am doing my part to save my beloved country from the enemies it has, both here and abroad. I'm calling out the real liars, the liberal Democrats, the mainstream media, and the Republicans who won't stand up and do what is right for the people of America. From ClashDaily.com came this one that tells the plight of America in a stark way that should open all Americans' eyes to our danger. It is a scary scenario, folks. Listen closely here. It is time for America to wake up to the chillingly explicit reality that is violent and dangerous dogma that must be beheaded. That's right, beheaded. Since the time of the Prophet Muhammad, Muslims have slaughtered nearly 300 million innocents in order to propagate their misogynistic and pedophilia doctrine, from race to genital mutilation to mass beheading. Muslims have feverishly obeyed Islam's most vile decrees. And that's in the Quran, 47:4, 9:5, 9:21, and 8:12, just to name a few. Islam is a dogma that has cut a swath of unfathomable pain, suffering, and misery across the globe since the 7th century. And its penchant for unfettered barbarity has been well documented. They say it isn't, but it's well documented. From mass executions ordered by Muhammad in 627 AD following the Battle of the Trench to the Armenian genocide in 1915 by the Ottoman Empire to the myriad of beheadings of Christian children in Syria and ISIS and Iraq by ISIS, Islam has been willingly doing the devil's work for some time now. Well, it's time for this work to come to an end and for America to behead this evil. And how can America go about accomplishing this worthy and noble task? First, by no longer recognizing Islam as a religion, but rather an unconstitutional political system, because it demands, now we have to listen here, it demands our rule of law be replaced by Sharia, which is a flagrant violation of Article 6 of the U.S. Constitution. And I've said this before, folks. The Constitution and Sharia law cannot coexist. One or the other has to go. So in other words, make Islam illegal. If we were following our Constitution, folks, it would already be banned here in America. And second, by viciously and overwhelmingly defeating any and all Islamic terror groups that pose a direct threat to our national sovereignty and or security. Yes, that would mean U.S. boots on the ground to crush ISIS by any means necessary. And this could be easily done if the government and the panty-waist liberals would just get out of the military's way and let them do the job they are well-trained to do, and that is beat America's enemies and make them submit. It's time to put aside the feckless and PC rules of engagement and place the head of John the Beetle on a pike. Simply put, America can behead Islam, prohibiting its practice while kicking its ass on the battlefield. It's time. Now, I couldn't have said it any better, even though I did add some words in that, especially since we have found out that the killings lately in Oklahoma and the Boston Marathon bombings were done by people who had contact with the same imam who is advocating hurting Americans and America. Another who has been in contact with this same radical imam was the killer at Fort Hood, Hassan, I think it was his name. You remember that one, don't you? War has been declared on us, and it's time we started acting like we are in danger of being taken out, because we are. The Democrats won't admit that, but it's the truth, folks, mark my words. Even in the news, if you read the right one, if you read and hear the right ones, there have been reports of a dozen or more ISIS terrorists that were apprehended coming across our open border into America down by Mexico. Because of the liberal left in this country and the spineless GOP, the things that we should have been doing to keep America safe all along hasn't been done. And anyone who thinks that being at war from one side, while not accepting that fact on the other, makes us all safe, then I have to find out what drugs you are on, because your brain is being fried. It's time for action. There here is something else that fits today's leaders and the media like a glove. And it was written in 1946, folks. Here's what it says. Social gains, social aims, social objectives have become our language. The necessity of social justification for all activities and all existence is now taken for granted. There is no proposal outrageous enough, but what its author can get a respectful hearing and approbation if he claims that in some undefined way it is for, quote, the common good, unquote. Some might think, though, and I don't, that 9 years ago there was some excuse for men not to see the direction in which this world was going. Now, this was in 1946, but does this sound familiar? There is more. Today, the evidence is so blatant that no excuse can be claimed by anyone any longer. Those who refuse to see and to see it now are either blind or innocent, are neither blind nor innocent. The greatest guilt today is that of people who accept collectivism by moral default, the people who seek protection from the necessity of taking a stand by refusing to admit to themselves the nature of that which they are accepting, the people who support plans specifically designed to achieve serfdom, but hide behind the empty assertion that they are lovers of freedom, with no concrete meaning attached to the word, the people who believe that the content of need not be examined, that principles need not be defined, and that facts can be eliminated by keeping one's eyes shut. They expect, when they find themselves in a world of bloody ruins and concentration camps, to escape moral responsibility by wailing, "But I didn't mean this." Those who want slavery should have the grace to name it by its proper name. They must face it, then decide whether this is what they want or not. This, my friends, was written by Ayn Rand, that's A-Y-N Rand, in April of 1946, and it's in her book Anthem. Prophetic, huh? To me, it's a very scary and that someone back then could write something that could easily fit what is going on in America today. We have a president right now who told us before he became president that he was going to destroy America. Now, he didn't say it in those words, but he told us that we were days from fundamentally changing America. When he said that, I expected somebody in the audience, a reporter who was doing their job, to say, "Mr. President, what do you mean by that?" Nobody said anything. This whole thing went down like it was supposed to be. and he showed us in his first term what he was going to do. And yet, we elected him for a second term. That just blew me away. I could not understand why. I could not understand what we were thinking. And I've heard since his second term that if he can think of a way to do it, he will do his best to try and get a third term. People laugh about this. Oh, that can't be done. There's been a constitutional amendment made so they can't do that. But think about this, folks. How many constitutional things and laws has Obama broken since he's been in office? And most of them have been just the past year. He doesn't care for our Constitution. He doesn't want our Constitution come in and do his dirty work for him. So he doesn't have to do it. But he has people who come into shows like this one or call into Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity or Laura Ingraham or any of these people and try to disrupt what is going on by trying to call out the people doing the shows to make them make people think that they are the terrorists, they are the ones who hate America, they are the ones who are trying to tear down this country, when just the opposite is the truth. And 9 times out of 10, these people can be called out and put down because they don't have the truth on their side. The time they do is when they are trying to follow the Constitution and follow the laws of this land, not the ones that Obama is making up daily so that he can get away with the things he's doing, but the actual laws of land. People who are trying to tell us that we need to keep our borders open because it'd be mean to the people who are not in this country and want to come into this country to have closed borders. But try to go the other way. Try to go from America into Mexico the way these guys are coming into America. See just how far you'll get. You won't, because they will stop you and imprison you. We have a military sergeant who's still languishing down in a prison down in Mexico because Obama won't do anything about it, and he was caught crossing the border with a weapon in his truck. Doesn't matter that he was down there and all evidence shows that he made a wrong turn. Doesn't matter. He's been down there and Obama isn't going to do a darn thing about it. But he would bring home a traitor and a deserter who was being held by Islam. And he would do everything he possibly could to bring that man home, even though that man has been recorded saying that he wanted to be with them. But he was an American. He was being held over there. Obama had to bring him home. But Tamarussi, who accidentally crossed the border with a gun in his truck, has been sitting in a Mexican prison for quite a while now. And there for a while we used to hear about him in the news. Don't hear about him anymore. Everything's been changed to the point where now he isn't important anymore. He's just one person. Doesn't matter that he's being held in prison down there. They'll eventually release him sooner or later. He's not important. Well, I'll tell you something, folks. Our government has the wrong ideas on what is important and what isn't. They are in the process of trying to destroy this nation, and us patriots out here who see what's going on need to make sure we flock to the polls, because that is one of the constitutional ways we can stop what is going on in this country and vote all these morons out of office. And that's exactly what they are. They're all morons. They do not want this country to be a great country like she has been. They think that because she has been a great country, we're all arrogant as hell and we need to be taken down a few notches alone. He has spent more in his first 4 years, first 3 years of his presidency than any other president before him, from George Washington to George W. Bush inclusive. And yet the media was coming down on George Bush for spending too much money. Obama has spent way more on destructive things for this nation and has done everything he can to destroy what we are standing in the world, and he's done it. We have gone from sixth most free country in the world to the 16th in the time that Obama's been president. If that's not tearing down this country, I don't know what is. And people who still follow him are just like lemmings who will follow him right over a cliff, not caring that that cliff's going to be the end of them. They don't stop to think about what he's doing to the future of this country, because they've got children who's going to have to depend on the future of this country. They don't care. They just want their president to do what he wants to do to this country. To hell with the rest of us who want to save it. Tired of people backing him like he's the great Messiah when he is nothing of the sort. He has never been nothing of the sort. And he never will be anything of the sort. All he is a traitor to the United States, and he should be hung like a traitor should be hung. This whole thing about PC correctness and being good so we don't offend anybody is killing this country. The idea that we have to make sure that anyone who wants to come into this country, whether they want to come in here for good or evil, can get in, because if we don't let them in, then they might be offended. That just is downright ridiculous. Other countries in this world close their borders when things happen. We have this Ebola thing going on now where we have airplanes flying into this country from where the disease spawned, there who are sick trying to get into America. And we got Democrats who are saying that closing our borders and stopping the airlines won't stop this from getting into our country. Well, it has before, folks. It's done it before, and it would do it now if we would just stop being stupid and stop bringing in people who have the disease or who may have it. This is going to be bad before it gets better, folks. It's really going to be bad. I can see it coming because nobody wants to do the right thing. Everybody says, oh, we can't close our borders. That would be wrong. We can't shut down airlines from coming into this country from certain places in the world, because that would be wrong. That would be denying their civil rights. Well, I'm sorry, folks. If they're not American citizens, they don't have civil rights when it comes to our country. The civil rights that we're talking about are constitutionally guaranteed civil rights for the American citizen. And if they want to come over here, be healthy, be checked completely before they come over here, and if they're healthy and they want to go through the lawful way to get into this country, then I'd say, fine. We'll welcome you with open arms. But if you want to come into this country illegally, if you want to come into this country just because you think you can get here, and you don't want to do it legally, then you need to stay out. This whole thing about us cowing down to everyone who needs to come into this country for one reason or another and not checking out the reasons that they're coming into this country for is insane and will eventually finish the job that Obama has started, and that is to destroy this republic so it doesn't exist anymore. And he's done a lot of damage to this country since he's been in office. And I hope the American people are smart enough, party they're on, but if they're going to follow the Constitution and do what the Constitution dictates they do, and they listen to the people like they're supposed to, then I vote them into office. But if they don't want to listen to the people, they don't want to follow the Constitution or the laws of the land, they better not get elected, because if they are and we continue going down this road that we're going now, this country won't last another decade as a superpower. We're already losing that one. And if we keep going this way, within a few years, the American dollar will no longer be currency of the world. Probably isn't now, for that matter. China's really working feverishly hard to make sure that it isn't. And Obama's working almost as hard. I'm glad that everybody came in today, even though I came in late. I think I like the 6 o'clock time. And when CNN gets back online, I had talked to Duke Brooks, who is the leader of Conservative Nation Media, a couple of weeks ago, and he told me that in a few short weeks after the election, that the Conservative Nation Media will be back in force, and you will be able to listen to all the shows again at the regular time and the regular links. And I thank you for continuing to come listen here, because the best of CNM is on its way. Our restart is just around the corner, and I hope you're ready for our return. Once that happens, NWCR, this show, New Wise Conservatism Radio, will return to its normal time slot of 4 to 6 every Saturday. I may try to change that to 6 to 8. I'm not sure, but it all depends on if I get any feedback as to whether 6 to 8 would be a better time for me rather than 4 to 6. I'm not really sure, so if anybody has any feedback on that, you know, send me a note. Go to my email at gardingr@reagan.com. Let me know. We have a normal email address for Conservative Nation Media, but it's not working right now. But I'm glad everyone came in today. I'm glad you are here. Sorry I came in late. I actually thought I was really late, because I thought my show was going to start at 5. It didn't. It started at 6 Eastern time. Look forward to Conservative Nation Media being back in force after the elections. Well, I've been told that we will be back. And until next week, my friends, may God bless you and yours. May he keep you all safe. God bless America, our troops, and our Constitution. And I hope you all have a good day and a great weekend, what's left of it. Thanks for listening. Talk to you later. Good day.